This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. We're broadcasting live from Copley Square, and we're now going to shift from mayoral politics to music.
The Providence-based band The Low Anthem is performed just about everywhere, from the Old South Church right across the street from us here to Carnegie Hall. And they're live with us right now to bring us their unique brand of folk music, which is both old-timey and otherworldly, as you hear. So here's The Low Anthem with their new song, The Early Morning of the Air Hockey Fire.
Thank you.
That's the Low Anthem, a Providence-based band performing its new song, The Early Morning of the Air Hockey Fire. That's Ben Knox Miller on guitar and singing saw. Hi, Ben. Jeff Pristowski is on bass, keys, kick drum, and pump organ. He's got four things going. And also Florence Wallace is on violin. Thank you so much to all of you for driving from Providence today to be with us on our live Radio Boston broadcast.
Great to have you.
And I want to, before I ask anything about your music, I want to ask you something about where you often play your music, because we have read that you record in this place that's been described as a derelict opera house turned porn house turned achingly beautiful, crumbling, forgotten mess on Providence's West End. What is this place and what do you do there?
Oh, man, it's so great. This place is called the Columbus Theater, and it's on Broadway and right there in the heart of Providence, Rhode Island. That's where we live and where we're from, and that's where we make music every day, and it's a beautiful place. We've been there for about 2 years now, and we not only make our music there, but we've opened it up as a venue, and so there are all these bands that come through town.
And you're actually recording a new album there right now, right?
That's right.
So how does it affect your work? How does it affect the sound of what you do?
Well, it's like going to a time warp, you know? and it's really beautiful. It's amazing to. It's an amazing place to work. We've been, you know, working to restore it, and so many stories. People, it's like the kind of place where people walk by and they're like, "Hey, my father used to go here. My grandfather used to go here. I used to go see concerts here." And people, and it's just, it's a gem in the community.
Well, we're talking to members of the Low Anthem, and guys, we were hoping to have a little more time for some more music. So I want to give you time to play one more song. We've got a live audience out here. Maybe you'll do a couple more after we go off the air. But while we wait for that new album to be released, you can see the Low Anthem perform at the Firehouse in Worcester this Saturday and at the Dreamway Lodge in Beckett, Massachusetts. That's next Saturday. There's a lot more information at RadioBoston.org. So Ben Knox Miller, Jeff Pratowski, and Florence Wallace, thank you all for coming in and playing. Really, really great. What are you going to do for us now?
This is a song called The Pepsi Moon.
The Pepsi Moon.
The Pepsi Moon from the Low Anthem here on Radio Boston. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Today's special programming was produced by Kathleen McNerney. Thanks to her and to the Boston Public Library for hosting us today.
We had technical help today from George Hicks, Carl Volker, Dave DeRogiers, Paul Vitkus, Jeff Hutton, and Doug Wilson.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
It can't be done. Never has nothing not shown the sun.